Good morning. I'm Dana Wilmer with One Click Factory. And this morning from Austin, we have Chris Boyle with My IT Pros with us. Chris, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Very, very well. Very well. Chris, could you tell us a little bit, please, about yourself and My IT Pros?
My IT Pros has been in business since 1993. We're a managed services provider, about 22 people now, and rolling 12 months, about $3 million in revenue, probably around 10% of our total revenue right now is cloud services.
Hmm. Interesting. And I know, Chris, that some years ago you made a decision to begin focusing on the cloud more actively. Can you tell us a little bit about what drove that decision?
We try to pay attention to what's going on in the marketplace. And since 2006 or 2007, we've been working on building a cloud strategy in anticipation of what we thought would be a huge change in our business. You know, we've seen some real paradigm shifts in the 21, 22 years that we've been in business. And we anticipated back then that we would see a whole new shift in service model to more of a cloud computing. At this point, about 16% of all of our clients have no servers in their office. Mm-hmm. And we ended up not building our own infrastructure from a hardware standpoint. What we ended up doing was finding a partner in the Austin area that had a lot of data center experience. I don't think we have a single client. We have over 100 clients that has an on-premise Exchange server anymore. Many of them now are moving to Office 365, and we see that trend definitely continuing.
And that's something you're definitely going to put some effort into capitalizing on. I mean, because it is a pretty monumental trend in terms of the migration to O365.
Sure. Yeah, it is. What's important to us primarily is growing our recurring managed services revenue. So,
right.
So what the technology looks like on the back end that we're helping the client support is not that important to us.
Right.
So the fact that we used to have Exchange servers on the premise and that turned into a shared exchange that we resold through other parties and now is going to become more a Microsoft product. That's just the way that it is, right? We're not wringing our hands worrying about that going away.
Yeah. And with regards to your managed services revenue, what are you finding in terms of the customer appetite to continue? Like, is your revenue still remaining strong in terms of managed services? Are you still able to maintain good margins as you more actively embrace the cloud and as your customers more actively want to find solutions there?
We are, Dana. Absolutely, we are. Surprisingly so. We still see the future being bigger and bigger as far as cloud goes.
Right. And from the perspective of the composition of your managed services offering, how has that changed as you support more and more customers in the cloud? How have you had to shift the composition of what you do from a managed services perspective to keep revenue healthy and to keep margins healthy?
So far, we've changed it very little. For the clients whose servers we host in the cloud, so we're not looking to compete with Rackspace or Microsoft as far as just provisioning servers and having them available for people. I think we have one client like that. They're huge multinational corporation with a local Austin presence, and they have a couple of servers that we host for
right.
because they like us and they don't like their IT department. But other than that, all of our clients in our cloud are managed services clients.
Right.
We aren't looking for that commodity income.
Right.
We're not looking just to spin up a server for somebody.
Right.
Other people can do that a lot better than we can.
Right, more cost-effective.
But yeah, so for our clients who are almost 100% local, they may have national or worldwide presence, in other offices, but they're headquartered here. If they've got a server in our cloud, they're a managed services client. So we're We're managing those servers in our cloud infrastructure. That makes it a lot easier for us, obviously. When you think of an MSP with 100 clients, or like an enterprise IT department that has no continuity, no normalization or standardization of of equipment from location to location. So,
interesting.
So, you know, being able to have all this handful of servers, and ideally, we'd like to see all of those servers off-prem and into our cloud. That would make it much easier for us to manage as an IT department for our clients. But again, we're you know, as long as clients adopt certain of our technologies and in our technology stack, we're happy to have them as clients, and we'll do whatever's best for them. We don't require them to be, you know, in box A or box B,
right,
so to speak.
Right.
So as it's turned out, Dana, so far, our managed services plans look exactly like they did a few years ago, and managed services revenue continues to be the best growing part of our business.
Right.
So, and again, because we're not having to worry about hardware refresh every 3 years
right,
or so in the data center, all we have to do is make sure that the, you know, from the OS level and up is running smoothly.
Right.
But that does require, you know, some bandwidth
right,
as far as our people go. But it's not too bad. It's really not too bad for us.
That's good to hear. Now, Chris, as you look to the continued adoption of the cloud, I mean, there's very little question at this stage that it's growing at a rapid pace and likely to continue to do that for at least the foreseeable future. You know, the good news is that your managed services offering and your margins have remained relatively intact, if not grown as a result. Do you see other business opportunities to capitalize on as the demand for cloud solutions grows that you may not be able to monetize today?
Yeah, we've talked about this a lot, and you and I have talked about this. And there is definitely an opportunity for someone out there with intellectual property of their own that can develop applications that they can offer as a service. So if you've got the wherewithal, the knowledge, the financial resources to execute on a strategy like that, that's a huge opportunity. If you've got the expertise and other resources to develop applications, that's certainly an opportunity. I know that there's a lot of ISVs out there. There's a lot of applications out there that don't really have their software as a service, their cloud strategy in place yet. And that's what we experimented with in a small way.
Right. Well, you raise, I think, a great point, which is that not only has the cloud actually strengthened your business in the short term, but as an owner, it's created far more and better exit opportunities for you down the road. So that combination, I think, is pretty important for any owner out there, really. You know, looking to build their business and you know, retire someday and have the business
right,
fund a significant portion of that. Chris, I wonder, you know, what final advice or counsel you might have for others in your community, for colleagues who are contemplating more aggressively moving towards the cloud based on your experience in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years?
I continue to believe what we've believed for years and years now is not earlier, it's coming. Right now it's here. The question continues to be up for debate is how fast is it coming? How comprehensively is it coming? How much is it going to change? If you don't have some kind of cloud strategy, you've got to get one. You've got to have one if you want to continue in this business. But at the very least, you're leaving money on the table. You're going to lose some of your clients to companies that do have a cloud strategy if you don't have one of your own. So if you haven't done it yet, by all means, do it.
Great. This is great, Chris. I want to thank you very much for your time and your insights. Always a pleasure chatting with you. And thanks very much again.
Thank you, Dana.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.